Blog Talk Radio.
Diplomas on the wall, and really I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50k on a vacation for all my soldiers, just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me, the same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Focus on me. Can you focus on me? This is the conference room. That means it's 6 p.m. unless you're in the West and it's 4 o'clock afternoon. Tune into the studio known as Drip the Mic for uncensored expression. A session capable of exploding upon the masses with subjective unspoken but needs objective expression. Passionate the Poet, MD Live, and Subliminal. Discussing differences on topics committed to everyday situations. Laying uncut advantages and disadvantages. Common sense talk that you don't get through your regular school education. Hold on tight, ladies. There's no meeting in the ladies' room. Mm-mm. Drip the Mic Hotel has opened the conference room. Come on in. Grab a seat around the table and brace for impact as the team attacks your thinking. Take out your notebooks. It's time to explore with no exaggerating or judgmental perspectives. The meeting has ejected. Conversation selected. It's time to wreck shit. MD Live, Subliminal, and the Poet, known as Passionate. This is Drip the Mic Presents, The Conference Room.
Hey, it's Drip the Mic. It's Drip the Mic. That's right. We're in the conference room. We are in the conference room. And here we have three important words for this panel discussion. Those three words that we always enforce is uncensored, uncut, and raw. That's right. We want to give it to you uncensored, uncut, and raw to make sure that you have a lot of ammunition, a lot of things that you need to do, that you can think of ways. We try to make it a lot easier for you in your life so that you can go out and have a renewed positive energy, open with endless possibilities without judgment, because this is a no judgment zone. I am one of your hosts, Subliminal, and I'm here joined today with my beautiful, beautiful Miss Passionate the Poet. Hey, sis.
What's up?
I'm good. And then we have a little special guest today, none other than Arthur Hizzy. Hello, sir. How are you?
What's up?
So, in order for everyone to join in on this topic, you got to dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic trip. Get in on this topic. So, you guys ready to discuss this topic?
Yes.
I'm going to read this out, and then we're going to just kind of expand on different things.
All right.
Is the act of cheating worse than the mental connection? Are men cheating just for the thrill? And they say that if a woman and see that a woman's mental connection is far more damaging. Do women feel a verbal communication is just talking, but sexual contact is talking? So I'm gonna say that again. Is the act of cheating worse than the mental connection? Are men cheating just for the thrill? And they say that a woman's mental connection is worse, is more damaging. Do women feel that a verbal connection is just talking, but sexual contact is cheating? Somebody got a bad echo. I think that might be Passionate.
I can hear it too.
Okay.
I think it might be.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That's not better. Okay.
Yep, that's better.
So, what say you? Let me start. I'll start. I like to be the devil's advocate in this. I say that the cheating is cheating regardless, man or woman, because a woman knows from the moment that she sees a man, what she's going to do with him. Men, yeah, they feel that it's another notch on their belt, and yeah, it's a call to quest. It's called a conquest. Let's see who we can conquer, what we can get out of this. What say you? Who wants to go first? Ezzy or Justin?
I have to disagree with that.
Okay.
Because I've experienced it a lot. And
okay.
For me, being the author of The Player in Me and The Player in Me Too, a woman, when they cheat, it's more of a disconnection from the man. They don't just cheat to be cheating. Like a man, he cheats usually just, he has no feelings, no remorse. It's just animal instincts as being a man. He feels it's just natural and right for him to just, you know, enjoy human nature. But for a woman, when they decide to cheat, they usually have disconnected from that mate at that time.
Hmm.
Somewhere along that line of that relationship, the relationship has lost its fire, its pizzazz. It's no longer what she thought or what she wished for. You kind of see what
again.
I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Again. So why is it double standards then? Because I know a lot of women who had men that I know, my friends, that they've been in relationships, and they cheat just for the thrill of it. Because again, they're not getting they're not getting something at home, but they get everything else. So maybe they're not getting sex the way that they want to. Because this is what was told to me. They're not getting the sex that they want to, and they cheat just for the thrill of cheating.
I can't help them if the man is lacking in the bed, but he's everything else. Some like the open relationship,
but women do cheat.
Call it securing the bag and get their locks off elsewhere to have an open marriage.
That's a whole nother conversation, bro. We ain't got there yet, but that might be in the love.
Emotional disconnect, but men also cheat for the emotional disconnect. You know,
mm-hmm.
Women also cheat for the thrill of it. Men cheat for the thrill of it. Women cheat for a notch under their belt. Men cheat for another notch on their belt. I mean, it's really an eye for an eye. It's almost kind of like who can do it better. So it's kind of like a social competition these days. Well, I got everything that I need at home, but this is what I want. And he's not giving me what I want. Or she's not giving me what I want. Well, I have everything I want, but, you know, like, is it a need? Or is it attention? Is it stroking your ego? Whatever the case is, because it don't have to be sex. And that's really like people put the stamp on the physical intimacy, like, you know, that's extreme. From one extreme to another, is it, you know, winking at a chick in the store, getting somebody's phone number, liking people's likes on Instagram, you know, texting in secret. It's a lot of different ways to cheat on somebody where you're divulging your attention away from your significant other and not giving them that.
But you know what it is?
Go ahead.
It's a generational curse, because you have to check the woman out that you're messing with. Like, if her mother, for real, I'm telling you, yo, I'm not lying, yo, I swear it is. You have to check the mama. If the mama got them trifling ways, and it's like, I ain't putting up with no man and stuff, I ain't got to deal with no man, it passes down to the door. I'm trying to tell you, I've known a lot of women.
I know a lot of women right there.
Talk to a woman now that's in a relationship. She's been in a relationship for 20 years. She's been in a relationship for 20 years. And we talk every day. We've messed around in the sack and everything. Then the point of it is, they no longer have that connection with the man at home. They are seeking somebody they can talk to, that emotional connection, give them advice. More or less, a woman wants more like a friend who communicates and listens to them. It's more emotional with a woman.
I get that.
And so if you check that out,
Okay, who's that?
Men do that as a way, as a backdoor way to get in too. So what you talking about? We both, we all do that now.
I knew this was gonna be a hot topic.
That sob story, that sad case, and you know, one penny too many, and you know, shit come off. And here we are. As we lay.
I gotta address Hizzy on this generational curse thing because I'm sorry. My mom was a truck driver. And she was a lizard lounge. Yeah, that's what they called them. She was a lizard lounge. My mom was a lizard lounge. Period. I'm not a product of that. Yes, I've seen men come and go all the time, but I refuse to be like my mom. Period. Me and my sister are both that way. We saw this coming up, and we're like, no, I can't do this. So that's not right. That's not true. Not all.
Okay.
It may,
you
it,
may be one.
Obvious,
you, y'all may be two out of the ten.
Well, hey, this two out of the ten. This two out of the ten did not play. Thank you. It's on the panel. So you can't say that, sir. Sorry. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
we,
you hear us now.
Then it's going to be a whole different subject.
Yes, we are. We are in her deep. We starting off early. Oh my goodness, this is a topic. So, y'all know I like to play devil's advocate. But before I play devil's advocate, let's just go ahead and bring this caller in and see what they got to say on the topic of men versus women. Is cheating, the mental part of cheating, worse than the actual act? Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. It's a lot of noise in the background for somebody.
I know. I think it's passionate. Hold on, let me see. Passionate is your phone. But I'll pull you back in when you're done. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hey, Miss La Paula La Negra, how are you?
I like the way you say my name. How you doing?
La Paula Negra. How are you? Gotta roll that off.
Yeah. I'm good. This topic tonight, my goodness. Can I hear it again? Because it was kind of really kind of hard to hear.
Not a problem. So the topic for tonight is it it's like a male versus female. Is it the art or the act of sex? An act of cheating worse than the actual mental connection. So, do men that cheat? Do they think that it's not as bad because they're having sex versus the women that actually say no, you cheating anyways. Cheating is cheating, in so many words. So, do you think that the art of cheating is worse than the actual talking of cheating? So let me break it down and make sure, because we got a little crunk today. We got a little crunk from the very beginning. Is the act of cheating worse than the mental connection? Are men cheating just for the thrill, and they see that they say that a woman's mental connection is far more damaging? Do women feel a verbal connection is just talking, but sexual contact is cheating? Which one do you say is the best?
Okay, first of all three of them are cheating. They're forms of cheating, all of them. Because as we think, we've already committed the act in our head, if we're thinking about it, okay? And our thoughts become us what we do. Now, as far as the men go, men don't consider it cheating because it is just sex to them. And most of them pretty much will stick a split anywhere. It's nothing for them. But for women, we get attached because before we even go out and cheat, someone has to have taken the time with us. We have to actually allot them the time and our energy and our space. And usually when that takes place, for most women, women like myself, you have to get in my head first. You have to stimulate me mentally in order for me to deem you worthy of any of my time. Ooh, child, that noise. More than likely it would lead to cheating, but it takes a minute. It has to be a buildup first. She doesn't just go gung-ho and be like, well, I'm going to give him this pussy because I'm mad at my man or because he cheated on me. We are not built like that. We're not designed like that.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
That is why the man gets so upset when a woman cheats on him, even though he's cheated on her and she gets upset. That's why the man gets so upset, because he know that woman has to take. She took time and effort to get to know that other man that she cheated with.
Because we value our bodies and our minds.
Exactly. We know
and
this.
Our time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have to deem you worthy of getting a part of us.
Exactly.
Like that. And it's more than likely we've fallen for that man. Okay.
Now, y'all know, and Passion knows I do this all the time. I do play devil's advocate, and I'm going to bring Passion in on this because I know she's going to eat me alive if I don't. So,
okay.
Why is it such a double standard? Because, again, like I said at the very beginning, women know when they saw a man, what they was going to do from that first 0.5 second sentence. So why is it such a double standard? She could be, like I said, she could be getting everything she needed at home.
Mm-hmm.
That man's everything but the sex was good. So why all of a sudden now is it considered? Hold on, Passion. I'm gonna pull you back in. So why all of a sudden now is it the man getting mad because he found out she was cheating, and the woman is like, well, you stuck your split in somebody and didn't you cheated too?
Mm-hmm.
I have a barrier on that, because mentally you could get to know someone and y'all can be friends and never mess with anyone. Y'all are just completely, truly friends. That's nothing, and there's nothing there. But that man, because that's your man, he doesn't want you getting attached to someone because he's thinking the mental is there. So why does it automatically, again, my question is, why is it that men feel that women are cheating because of the mental connection?
You can't do that. It's human nature. Even though you can play devil's advocate on this, it's human nature for a man and woman to have laws of attraction. And it just happens.
So do you think that men and women can be truly platonic friends?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
As long as they're not around each other.
Yes. No, they can be around each other. I have a male friend that I've been friends with for years, and we weren't childhood friends. Okay, we've been friends for years since I got grown. Okay, and got my own, and there's never really been an attraction there. Not everybody has that chemistry. Okay, to where it attracts the opposite sex. Some people are just meant to be friends and stay in a platonic relationship. It doesn't always happen like that. But as far as what you said, Subliminal, as far as the woman having everything that she needs and wants at home, aside from the sex not being up to par, 9 times out of 10, if that woman is happy at home, she'll work through the fact that he is some kind of deficiency, and she won't even go seeking or allow herself to be put in a vulnerable position where she will fall into that trap and wind up cheating on her man. Who lives in a perfect world? I'm speaking from experience, okay?
So basically what you're doing, Hizzy, is you're speaking from that with that man who can't handle, I call it the man that has an issue or has a problem with their woman having friends, having a male friend. I'm trying to get Pastor back in here, but for her, she
no,
won't move them.
No,
did not,
but
no
I see this every
that's
day
what it sound
in the
like
world that I live in. The world that I live in, I see this every day.
The world
what, the cheating?
You live in.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Well, I see it every day, too, but that doesn't mean that a platonic
that
relationship cannot exist. It can't be.
I mean,
it's
it can
you,
be.
You,
all my friends are women.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And have you had sex with all of them? Do you desire all of them?
No, I don't desire all of them. I've had
all
sex
right,
with
well,
some
there you
of them,
go.
And we just kept it on a friendship level.
Okay, well, there you go. You just answered the question. It's not that it doesn't exist. And that we don't live in the world that you live in. It's just that you see it more so on your end. We see it too. We're not blind. We grown women. We know what it is. Yeah, men and women, we're meant to be attracted to each other. But it does not mean that we are always going to be attracted to that particular male. Some of them we just don't see that way. Because we have preferences as well. That comes into play. You got to remember that too. Okay. We're all different, you know. So, I mean, am I lying?
No, you're not. You're not.
It
no,
happens,
not.
You know. But
no,
like I was
not.
Saying,
oh,
you know, I mean, my husband refused. You know what my husband used to do? He used to call me his diamond that he would take out and look at when nobody was around. And when people came around, mainly men, he would put me away. He didn't want them around me. He didn't trust other men around me. Okay. So I understand that. I didn't give him a reason not to trust me. He just was he's borderline obsessive with me. And he just, him being a man's man, he knows the thoughts, he knows the wicked ways inside. So he didn't trust it. He didn't want me going anywhere by myself or, you know, doing anything alone. And I accepted that. But, it doesn't mean I didn't. And he cheated on
okay.
me a lot.
A lot. I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did because that I call that count the controlling, that commanding, that commandment, controlling.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a controller to me because he's got his
mm-hmm.
own command that he wants for you. He's got you put up on this pedestal. You can't do all this extra stuff, but he's commanding what he wants his commitment to be. He's controlling that commitment. Now, Tezzy,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to be the only male in here. I don't want you to be the only male in here. So I'm going to go ahead and open up this other caller. Hello, For Real. How are you?
Hey, hello, everyone.
Hey, For Real. How you doing?
What it do? I'm not going to start. Yeah, I was listening. Y'all got me kind of hype over here. I just want to start off by saying, and hello, Subliminal MD, how are you? Passionate. I don't think that the act of the thought of it, the thinking of it, I wouldn't consider that cheating. To think of it now, you know, but I have as a younger me. Looking at it from a biblical standpoint, when you say that when you think it, you've done it. If you
mm-hmm.
think sin, you've done sin. But until you could, because you can think about robbing a bank, but until you step your feet in the bank and stick it up, okay, it hasn't been done. And I think it's also the mentality of the individual, because I'm the kind of person, I can enjoy the beauty of another woman. Okay, my eyes still see beauty. My heart still feels beauty. But with my mental, I still have the ability to love the one I'm with and be respectable about that. But, you know, I'm not blind, and I say that all the time. I can recognize a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean that I'm going to go astray. When you act upon your thought, that's when it becomes the crime. That's,
can I ask
to me
you
though,
something?
To me, though. Yes.
Can I ask you something? Okay, you're thinking of, all right, you still love your woman that you have at home, and you're in love with her, but you have found yourself drawn to another, and you start thinking about her, start fantasizing about her, and now your body is reacting to her. So what is that considered?
You're telling me that my body's reacting to you? How do you know my body's
reacting? I'm saying
if
your body
starts
reacting, you get no woody.
Okay. I'm just saying that you're telling me that my body's reacting to her. But like I said, I can recognize beauty in another woman. Okay?
Right.
If I get stiff, you know what? Thank God for the ability of still being able to get this stiff. But until I stick this stiffness within that woman, until I react upon that stiffness and my body jerking, when I react upon it, that's when you call me on it.
Okay.
Oh my. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
But okay. So I've got to throw these little things out there again because again, I like to have a lot of different perspective and point of views of everything without judgment because we don't judge over here. This is a no judgment zone. When you're getting to know this other person, so it's a female, she's getting to know this person and they haven't done anything, and is that right before you say she's getting ready to cheat? Can that not be the same thing as a man? Because I understand a man does the thrill of the hunt. It's a thrill of the chase. Mm-hmm. But he had to talk to that woman before he got her back to his place. So we're talking about the mental conversation. Is a mental conversation, the mentalness of it, is it just as bad as the act?
And, you know, for me, I like to chase rather than to kill.
I like that too.
Because the chase that's the fun part. It gets your adrenaline pumping, knowing that you can play these mind games and just hunting and getting her all turned upside down. And then when you actually do the act, it's like, really?
Mm-hmm. So you would prefer to do the catch and release thing instead of actually getting into it.
Mm-hmm. It's like you get an adrenaline rush from the chase and actually hunting. Instead of, again, after you get the kill, it's like, really? And
so
when you do it, that's how, when men mostly cheat, they are still looking for that satisfaction from the chase that they're not getting.
Okay. So you would prefer to just do the catch and release rather than to get into the actual act of it, knowing that you got her, okay, but then go ahead and send her on away and pursue her again? Would you prefer to keep it that way? Or would you still want to hit the skins?
Oh, you go on to the next.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So you still prefer
to hit the skin. Okay.
So again,
can I jump in that one?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I understand what my brother's saying, and that it is a certain amount of energy exchange and that adrenaline and all that when you doing the catch and release, right? I feel you there, but when you think about that, that's a whole different beast from just thinking of someone and admiring someone from a distance. That you didn't step then. Now that's like, if Danielle would have asked me that same question she asked me not too long ago, then I would be incorrect because now I'm really initiating something. I haven't stuck that thing in her, but I'm initiating something that's crossing the line.
That's very true.
Because when I answered that question, I was speaking on just thinking about somebody, visualizing, fantasizing, whatever it is, but not touching.
Right.
But when you open your mouth verbally, when you initiate, you know, that's just like touching somebody. If you're touching on a female, but you ain't had sex with her, should you be touching on somebody else, another man or female, whatever? You know what I mean?
Right.
See, that crosses the line. But I know what he mean about that chase, you know what I'm saying? I felt that, but I felt that as a single man chasing somebody. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. I'm still going to ask this question because I don't think, which one's worse, the communication or the sex?
The action.
Because, again,
the act
the act of
the actual,
the
yeah,
actual,
the
act,
actual act. Yeah,
the
actual
so,
act. Because it really, honestly, it's still, I consider all three of them cheating, like you said, the ones that you mentioned, but the actual act, that is the worst. That is the worst. Because now you don't put
that's
the action
deal
in.
There, right?
It is. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay.
I don't know.
I slightly
disagree.
You disagree?
I slightly disagree only because of one of my personal experiences from being married. When one of the women, because there's been several, so one of the women, he moved in after he broke up with me. I found out he'd been talking to her for the duration of our marriage of 12 years. So him finally moving her in and fucking her, I guess. But, I mean, like, you had a whole nother relationship, mental relationship with another bitch, and then whatever the straw that broke the camel's back, we went through marriage counseling, spiritual counseling. This is what you had already decided to do, regardless of what was going to be the end result of whether we were going to stay married or not. So you already had your plan B and C and D.
I got a question for you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Did he ever tell you that he had met someone or he had a friend?
No.
Before your marriage ended?
No.
You didn't see no signs that he was cheating?
No. Not like with her in particular, but he was, after I had my son, he was cheating on me at that point. I couldn't really move around that much with a newborn. So when we did sever our ties and I moved out the house, this is the chick that he moved in right after I moved out. She came from another state.
Because I had a fiance, and one night we got into a big argument once our relationship was about to end, and she was like, well, I met a friend. Now, mind you, I knew what time she get off, what time she get home, when she went to the grocery store, and she still had time to go out to eat and meet a new friend. So you can't tell me that a woman is not slick.
Oh, never said that. We weren't. Never
and,
said that.
And the point
like
is, you know.
Say that.
You know when.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
You know
but
when you're
I
losing
was,
that disconnect. You know when you're losing that disconnect with your partner.
That's true.
You know.
You start to sense
you have
it,
that
because,
feeling. Your gut feeling don't let you know you're miserable every day and you're not feeling okay and she's detached and you're detached. Something's going down.
The energy is different. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You do feel it. You start to feel it. You may not feel it right away. Because
no, you don't.
In
not
the beginning,
right away, but
yeah, in the beginning of your partner pursuing someone else or showing interest in someone else, they're a little, at odds with it. So it's not a definite attraction there, and the vibes are going to still be based on at home. But when they really start showing interest in it, you'll start feeling it. They'll start looking at you differently. Mm. They'll start talking to
you. But
you
know what about a woman?
There'll be a change.
A
in
woman would give the man 100 chances to get it right before she go and cheat. Before she goes to cheat, she's going to give you 100 chances to get it right.
Yeah.
And it might be that one last time you don't get it right, and that's a wrap for you, buddy.
It's not necessarily that she's looking to cheat, though. You know?
We all agree that the signs are there first, correct? Everybody agrees the signs are there first, right?
Yes,
true.
So
yes.
On a woman's from a woman's point of view, from a woman's standpoint,
yes,
all the signs are there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, would you agree that when the signs are going on and that woman is talking to this other individual, this mental connection that's going on over here, is her mind truly really ready to give this man what man goes out and says, hey, I want that one right there. I'm going to go and take that one home. And then, hey, y'all just don't tell my wife about it.
No. Mm. No.
Why?
No, because more than likely. No, wait, let me say something. nine times out of ten, when a woman is starting to give another man some attention aside from her husband or her mate at home, she is looking to vent first, okay? And she's in that vulnerable state because she's hurt. She's hurt. Best believe she's leaving because she's hurt. She's not leaving because everything is hunky-dory at home, okay? She's looking to vent for somebody to talk to. And with that man taking that time to listen to her, giving it her that space time to listen to her and let her get it off her chest, now he wants to know about her. So he's going to start asking her little questions about, well, you know, how was your day? What do you like? And this and that. Start to find out about her. Now he's going to show some interest in her, not just being an ear. And this is very attractive to a woman when she gets that kind of attention. Okay. Now she's starting to look at him for real. Okay. She's probably making eye contact with his ass and everything. And now she's looking him up and down and starting to imagine certain shit. It doesn't start out with her having a desire for another man. Okay, it starts out with her trying to get some find a comfort zone to get rid of that pain that she's going through. Okay, this is how it goes with women. We don't go out there and say, I'm going to find me a motherfucker just for revenge. We might talk that shit, but trust me, we ain't giving our bodies away.
We ain't
like
doing it.
Because
we ain't doing it.
But you know what? And we still feel like
but
it
you
belongs
know
to our man at home. Okay,
it's
and
stuff that women
wrong.
Do. They keep this cycle revolving because they go and find the same motherfucker that's just as dirty as the one they got at home because he out there looking for the same thing that she found that the one at home was looking for was a piece of ass. And now look, the cycle continues. Whereas the man...
I'm not exactly sure what type of women that you're messing with.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
asking.
Gonna,
are you sure?
I don't know what type of woman you mess with, but not all women do that.
No.
Not all women do that.
They don't. Okay.
Some women, like LaPearl was saying, some women are looking just for that attention that they're not getting at home, and it starts out as, oh, I just needed to vent to someone. And yes, that man.
But that's
that
what
man,
I'm saying. They're bitten to the one
over.
That all he wants is what he wants too.
But it
yes,
doesn't make him the same as the man at home, okay? It's not like that, okay? Because, I don't know, it's something that kicks in with a woman that it's like a warning system, lets you know, he come the same motherfucker. No, let's go to the next one and let see if he'll listen to us, okay? We don't just fall right into that.
Right, if you got issues at home and this guy's showing those same, you know, you see those different signs. It's called, warning, danger, Will Robinson.
Right.
Let's go this way.
Exactly.
I have a question. After a relationship, who gets in a relationship faster, the woman or the man?
Say that again.
The man does.
I think the woman gets in a relationship faster.
The man is codependent.
No, a woman is codependent,
okay,
too.
You asked who gets in it first. Okay, it depends on what all was going on in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, if it was an abusive relationship, that woman ain't gonna go out and go find another woman. Another man, right quick. She don't
want to be bothered for one. Okay,
mm-mm.
She doesn't want to be bothered.
She wants to do it herself.
Exactly.
Now, if she was already communicating with someone else during the time that they were actually going through the issues, yes, she would be the first one to do because she's already made that mental connection. Of course. Then.
Right.
But now, here's the trigger. Here's the catcher. She may have been talking to that man, that mental person that's been helping her get through it, and they were just friends. So she ain't going looking for nobody else. She's already got somebody. She had somebody help her work through those issues already because she already had her support system, her support team.
Absolutely. And you best believe he is completely different from her husband or her mate at home. Totally different.
Different. He might be completely different from the husband at home, but he still ain't no better than the one she got at home. It never works out.
Not if he knows.
What goes around, what goes around comes around.
To go with him.
Palmer is a beast.
That's true. But
yeah, that's true. Who started it off?
I can tell you, every girlfriend that I ever messed with, or every ex that I ever been with, whoever, if we cheated or whatever, she cheated on me or whatever, they always come back and say, you was the one. You always had the good heart.
Yeah, that's
you
because
the
they messed up.
I just
up.
Wasn't
but
mentally.
What does that have to do with her stepping out on you? That doesn't mean that she's not going to step out on you.
No, it's just at the time, we wasn't just mentally or emotionally ready to handle each other at that time and state in our lives.
Right.
Sometimes it takes people longer than others to really learn and to really think back and to really think about what we're really doing to each other. Some people come together after that.
Right, because it's all a learning process. You never truly know a person inside and out. There's always something else going on with that person that you will never know about. But you can be in a relationship with them and find out later on, okay, well, this is not the one for me, because
you know what I want to be with. This
clearly
ain't
here is not, it's not working between us. Something is not connecting.
Well, I don't give second chances. I don't get a second chance. You see once, that's all right.
Why?
I just don't. Because a woman is sacred. Why would I want somebody that everybody else would have?
Oh, now, see, you're taking this to another level. Everybody has somebody.
A woman is sacred, but that doesn't mean
that we're not allowed to have another partner.
Trust is never going to be there. The trust is never going to be there.
Okay, well, that's your method. That's your way of thinking. I can't argue with it. I mean, that is what it is. But we've all been with somebody else before we meet that one. Okay?
It's going to be like, well, I better cheat before she does. No, that's not going to happen.
Not everybody thinks like that.
It's going to be payback. I'm dirty. I'm just dirty. I'm a dirty dog. I'm going to be honest.
This is
honest.
Why he sounds like he does,
dog.
Y'all.
I'm just a dirty dog. I'm going to play you, but I guess I love you. We're going to get back together, and then I'm going to give it to you.
You're vindictive. That's vindictiveness. And it's intentional.
That's not good because, like you said, his
totally
karma. Karma is big. That's why you keep running with the same women, because you're getting back with them.
I just
think you're
crazy,
doing wrong. The karma.
You need to break that karmic cycle, honey. You can break that cycle, but you choose not to. Something about them that you just can't give up.
You're exactly right. I choose the same type of woman. I never want to step out of my comfort zone.
Why? Oh, see, that's probably the reason why you keep having the same thing.
You're going to keep attracting the same people if you yourself don't evolve.
That's what I'm saying. You got to break that karmic cycle, sweetheart, and only you can do that. And so then you just want to live in your land of being.
That's what
I'm just saying that's true.
You're going to have some elevating sex. But, stay with some lame-ass bitches, bro.
Here ended the lesson.
I don't need no chick to elevate me. I can elevate myself. I can motivate myself. I don't need no chick to motivate me.
People,
That's this is dripping.
I don't understand.
Room.
How?
Trying to get it back together. I'm trying to pull it back in. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a short break. A short break. A real short break.
Boy, this is a heated conversation over here. And yes, like I said, we took a real short break because I needed to break up all that juiciness real quick, just a quick second, because we were going to go into a whole nother realm. But I love the fact that this has everyone in here all across the board giving out that uncensored, that raw, that uncut over here at Drift the Mic, the conference room. Today, we're talking about the act of having cheating versus the mental thinking of cheating. Which one is worse? And yeah, we've got it going on over here. It's popping. For those of you who are just joining in, that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to make this mic drip. I'm joined with none other than Passionate the Poet and our special guest male panelist for the day, Arthur Hizzy, who is getting beat up left and right, but he's taking a punch and running with. He's taking these punches like a pro. He's taking punches like a pro. Hey, it's all good. I'm glad you joined us. Because you're taking them like a man, and you throwing them like one too. So you giving them and you taking them. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. The conference room is giving endless possibilities without judgment. We want to make sure that we provide you with ways of unpacking your mental baggage and finding a new way to break those cycles. And if you don't have any way or anyone to talk to about it, or you don't hear what's going on and you're stressed, you're just like, oh, God, I can't do this anymore. We want to make sure that we give you something that's uncensored, raw, and uncut, the truth, our truth, what we think is the truth. But because this is a panel discussion, and I'm just going to open up these mics again because we're going to talk about this. I just want to bring it down. I just want to bring it down just a little bit. Just bring it back around just a little bit. Right back around just a little bit.
Y'all got to take it easy on my brother over there. Seriously, y'all got to take it easy.
You wrote the book.
That's all I want.
Ain't nobody getting on this case like that, though.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. But this is a hot topic. I love it.
Oh my goodness.
Subliminal.
Oh, yes, sir.
If I may say something, though, I understood where he was going with that when he said that the lady will meet somebody just like the guy she left or somebody worse. I kind of understand that, but I'll say this, that male or female, you have the ability of meeting a like spirit. I've been in a situation where lady after lady, and that didn't start off in the beginning, you know, but it comes out afterwards that they start doing, acting, behaving, and things come up that remind you so much of the last one. It's like that spirit jumped out of that body and jumped into the other one. But listen to you, lady, it was spoken and it was corrected by the fact that, like I think La Perla Negra said it. I'm not sure, but it doesn't change until you change who you are,
yeah,
your behavior.
Absolutely.
And because we, mm-hmm. I feel like this, we give people the blueprint on how to treat us
mm-hmm.
by how we be, the things we allow, the things mm-hmm. we go for, and how we mm-hmm. conduct ourselves. We give people the blueprint. An abused woman gives out the blueprint of how to go about abusing her and neglecting her. And the same for a man,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the individuals. So until you strengthen yourself in those areas, you will always receive the same. You know, it's all about a change, male or female.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. before you receive something different and someone different.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for me, as I've gotten older, like I'm 42 now, 20 years ago, I used to run around, play, want to be with this girl and that girl, you know, high four or five. I'm at 42. Now I'm at peace. I like to sit in my house by myself and enjoy my time and find out who I am before I decide I want to pursue a relationship and try to ruin somebody's life. I have to make sure that I've changed inside of me and that I'm making myself a good man for the next woman that come along. So if I have to be by myself for the next six months to a year to another year, it's okay. Because I have to wait on the one that God's going to have in store for me. And while I'm doing that, I can also work on myself.
I know that's right. So, sounds a little contradictory to what you were saying earlier, but okay.
I was going to go there, but you got to understand.
There was a topic that we were talking about, and I was giving you my experience.
And that's what we're doing. I mean, this is a no judgment zone, no mm-hmm. judgment whatsoever, because we all have had some fucked up mentalities about doing some things. We all have. So we can't all act like, oh, he was just, no, he was giving us his truth. He was giving us his truth. And I appreciate that for him. I appreciate you for that, for giving us your truth, because of the fact that if we're not true with ourselves, how can we elevate, as pastors say, elevate to the next
mm-hmm.
level?
That's mm-hmm. right.
If,
you
we,
know,
don't,
the biggest
if
part
we don't be real with ourselves, we'll continue to walk in that karma that we don't want. We keep attracting the same thing because we ain't learned that lesson. See, God can send us the same type of person over and over and over again until we figure out the lesson that we ain't got past yet, because we haven't elevated
right.
our mind. We haven't let go of all that extra stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that extra stuff.
That's
yeah,
the
truth. That extra stuff.
That's the truth.
That extra stuff. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you know what's so funny,
stuff.
Like, I could just be sitting here all by myself and just chilling and stuff. And off of what your history and your reputation follows you. Because I get females that text me, hey, player, what are you doing, player? Oh, you just a player. Not knowing that I'm just chilling, but minding my own business. But it's a reputation that you garner and comes with what you used to do in your past.
Well, I'm sorry. I've heard someone say, "Oh, yeah, you too cute. That's why you always in the streets." And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at home, so I don't know what the heck you're talking about. But wait. I'm like, I'm sitting at home, but I don't know what you're talking about. But thank you for the compliment and thank you for noticing. I guess I'm too busy for you. See, it's
okay.
Different when I said it that way, because
yeah.
you came at me wrong. So let me come at you wrong. Let me go ahead and help you out this whole situation. I'm too busy for you. You say I'm in the streets, that's what I'm doing. I'm in the streets. But you called me, I was at home. So how am I in the streets? Am I at home?
Wow.
At the same time. So let me help
okay.
you out with your karma, with your trying to be slick using reverse psychology ass that didn't work. Because my subliminal ain't subliminal. It's straight out. Oh, yeah, you're right. I am.
Okay.
You show right. I am in these streets. I'm too busy for you. Have a nice day. Hope you find what you're looking for, because I'm not her.
Boy, bye.
Boy, bye. And then I've also had those other ones that come the other way. Well, let me take you out, because you always at home. Well, if I wanted to go out, then I would go out.
but I don't want sex from at home. And no, you can't come to my house. No, I don't. I have kids. I have babies, and I don't want you around them. No, you can't do. No. I know I can't come meet you nowhere because I said I wasn't going anywhere. I have babies. You think I got a babysitter this time of night? What time? It's 10 o'clock. Ain't nothing open but legs, and mine is closed. So no.
Okay.
It depends on how you treat yourself in order for the next person to treat you. Now,
absolutely,
because we're talking about, I know I had to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this out there. Because we're talking about the fact that women mentally connect first, men just go out and hit and stick, so to say. They go for the thrill of the chase. And we're talking about the women, the difference in between this and that, the difference between the men and the difference between the women. How is it that women, because we hit on this earlier, women take time to build that up, and when they finally get there, how come that the man didn't see what was actually going on, or did he see it and he just didn't care? He saw the disconnection, but he didn't care.
He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't want to see it. It fucks with his ego.
We see it. We just don't want to see it.
Fucks with your ego. Seriously.
But you're in.
Cause it's gonna hurt us. It's gonna break our whole heart.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're in this relationship with this woman, and she's telling she. I mean, I know she's telling you, hey, babe, you know, you. I need. But can we? Mm-hmm. And she's giving you the blueprint.
Yeah.
She's giving you the blueprint. So why won't you pick up that blueprint and talk to that woman that you say you care about, that you say you love, and give her what she's missing before she goes out and starts this mental connection with someone else that she really didn't want to have in the first place. She just needed to get it off her chest.
Maybe
and
what
she don't
we can't
want to tell her girlfriend.
Because he's hoping that it'll fix itself.
But
maybe what we
she's missing
we don't have.
But you with her. You're with her. It was there in the very beginning. Then all of a sudden it just went.
No, it won't. It was lust.
Men like the stick.
I think it might be on their part that they're.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so the woman, it was there from the get go because again, women are attracted to. They know what they want to do with that man when they first see him. From the moment they see him, from the first 2 seconds, they know what they want to see him. Y'all been in a relationship for a minute. She's telling you, babe, I need. That means you were giving it to her from the get go. You had everything she wanted, but you were so busy out there trying to stick somebody else because
she was stigmatized.
Y'all
that's
like
all.
Somebody. Hold on, wait a minute, y'all like. Y'all want the variety in it. But us women, a while before we do that, and we don't want to go tell our girlfriends that, hey, we ain't getting what we're supposed to be getting because we done bragged about how much we was getting it from the get-go. And now we can't go to them because all our girlfriends, they ain't really coming to the house to see us any damn way. So why give them the opportunity? Why give them the opportunity to go behind your back if they, let's say that's what's going on, to go after your man that she knows she likes because, again, she saw him the first. Just the way you was attracted, she was attracted too. So why is it that the man don't want to pick up that blueprint and perfect what they have in their house in that one woman that's been yelling, hey, look at me, here I am.
Hey.
Yeah, because
right,
nine times out of ten, the woman – wait, can I say this? Nine times out of ten, the woman is not saying that she's not happy because it wasn't there. Whatever it is that she is telling him she's unhappy about, it existed in the relationship already, and it's missing. It's been diminished, and she's trying to tell you, come on, we got to get this back. Okay, can you do something? Can we work out something? We talk. We tell y'all all the time. Okay, it's missing now, and I want it back. So can we work at this? But I think some men have a fear of inadequacy that they won't be able to get it back, or maybe they just can't see it. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a man.
Subliminal.
Let me hear.
I'm great coming here. First of all, somebody that's cheating, I mean, I don't know. They never walk up to the other person and say, okay, you know, this and that. It never happens like that. And then there's two different types of people. There's two different types of women, There's the woman that's the cheater, and there's the woman mm-hmm. that's been cheated on. There's the man that's the cheater, and the man mm-hmm. that's been cheated on.
Right.
Okay. When you decide which one it is, then you can know which way to answer the question. Because, you know, I done lost my train of thought with that right there, y'all.
We're talking about the woman that hasn't cheated yet, Larry. I'm talking about the woman that has not cheated yet.
The question was,
and she's trying to tell the man.
Is she the woman that hasn't been cheated on? And she's trying to tell
the
man.
The woman has not. And she's trying to
she
tell
has not
him.
Cheated
like,
on him. She's trying to tell
I'm
him. So it
I,
doesn't
I
happen.
It.
Okay.
Oh, well,
exactly. If I'm the bread. If, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
If a woman is complaining about how many hours I'm working, what I'm doing, why I'm not home all the time, and I'm working all these hours, well, we don't need to be together because I'm making a living for her to live good. And if she complains about me working all the time, that's the reason why she wants to step up or she's not getting enough attention. Well, she wasn't right for me in the first place.
But what if it's not about you, the hours of work that you're putting in? Because most women respect a man when he's working like that. I know I did. I gave him his space like that. Didn't bother him about
you're
that.
One, you're
about,
one in few. It's many women I know.
Let me finish, though. Let me finish. When he came home and the affection started to diminish, and I was trying to let him know, look, babe, I mean, what's going on? I talk. I'm a talker, okay? And I'm very easy to talk to. Okay, unfortunately, some people don't want to express themselves. And my husband just happened to be, I found out he was like that later on down the line. But a lot of women will talk about, try to explain to you, listen, I just need a little bit more affection. You know, can we spend a little bit more time together? I know you're tired, baby. So when you wind down, can you come spend some time with me? It's not about the hours of work that you put in, because nothing is more attractive to a woman than a man that is willing to take care of her and home, okay, regardless.
Yeah.
It's not even about
me. That go both ways.
Right, that does
and,
go
and
both
when,
ways.
And when y'all stop wearing those sexy negligees and start wearing those big-ass bloomers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And walking around with your hair all crazy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, all right, well, tell me then why it is he wasn't paying attention to me when I had my silk negligee on all the time.
Oh, well,
and my little bikini panties and my thong, okay, and my hair done all the
that's
time.
When you was
my
getting
skin glistening.
Okay. Now, if he wasn't doing
he was getting it all the time like that, okay? But his eyes were roving. They were roaming.
Mm.
And I was begging, please, baby, don't do this to me, okay? But it still happened.
That's a different beast. That's a different beast right there, for real. That's a whole different beast. You got a good woman before you that's doing everything that needs to be done in the home, taking care of the children. And,
that's
and
right.
And
got greeted
with
a kiss
eyes.
And a smile every day when he came over to work. And got his feet rubbed.
So
I still couldn't figure out where I went wrong in that relationship. That's what I'm wanting to know.
It's not about you
go
going
ahead,
wrong
go.
At that time. It's about him going wrong at that time. You can't hold other people to their faults. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people take that on. They take the blame on when it's the other person. You know?
Okay.
It's just fucked up.
So what about the woman or the man being accused of doing what they aren't doing, and the other one is the other partner or person is, that's how you want to say, accusing them of you doing this, you doing this, look at you, and making it's just making everything about them cheating, but they never cheated in the first place.
You know what?
Well, most people deflect what they fail to reflect in themselves. So I'm not saying in all relationships, but man or woman, if they're accusing you of cheating or doing something, they're most likely doing that themselves.
Exactly.
And they need a way to vent or make themselves feel
better,
less
or good about what they're doing,
or better, or stroke their own ego by pointing the finger at you when it's the one doing it themselves.
Okay. Mm. 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 I think we all agree on that.
During the whole fucking marriage, and I never cheated on him. I'm not a cheater, mm-hmm. but apparently I'm the one to be cheated on. And to answer somebody's question from way back of who gets in a relationship after the breakup is over, he had been in four different relationships before I got in my first one after the marriage was over. So mm-hmm. I didn't get into a relationship with somebody until, let's say, we broke up 2014, maybe 2017. I got into a relationship with somebody. So I wasn't even, my mind wasn't even focused on dating. CJ was a baby then. I'm trying to get my shit together, trying to get a place for us to live outside of him and still keep my mm-hmm. job, trying to keep my mental and spiritual composure, get my, mm-hmm. you know, I had so much other things to worry about that he didn't, because he had already made his mind up of what he was going to do when he was doing it.
Mm-hmm. And when he was going to do it, how he was going to do it, and he was going to accuse you of doing it because he wanted to make sure that you did not feel like oh, I got to be on my feet. You have to walk on eggshells in order for him not to. That's what I call it. I call it that eggshell walking. Because as long as he's accusing you, you watching what you say, you watching how you do it, you watching you trying to make sure that you're doing everything right. Because he's accusing
that's
you.
That's abusive. That's a form of abuse. That's control.
It is
control.
It's a mental abuse, and that's the worst right there. You know. So is it considered cheating? Say you separate from your spouse for a considerable amount of time, and then you get into a relationship with someone else. Is it still considered cheating? Okay.
What do you mean? As far as you and him not longer together?
I'm using myself as an example. I left my husband for a good year, because of the mental abuse.
Were you divorced?
And I was tired. No, we weren't divorced. We were separated for about a year.
Okay.
And then I finally decided to deal with somebody else. Because I thought it was over. It was in my mind, it was over. So is that still considered cheating, even though we were still married?
Nope. Soon as you separated, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Because it's like a hold, like a waiting phase. In other words, a holding period.
And I'm not waiting.
It was more a time for you to get clarity about what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Not cheating, because you both agreed that, hey, we're not together, we're separated. You can do what you want to do, and I'm gonna do what I want to do. Not cheating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see it that way, because I know that it's the Bible, when we stand before the altar and says, till death do us part.
Right.
Till death do us part. Till death do us part.
Right.
You say, till death do us part.
Well,
the death could have been easily right then and right there. Your phone was messing with me. Sorry. I'll open you back up again in just a second. Your death was not the physical death. It could actually be the mental death of what's going on in your marriage. So I argued this down with a preacher one time, my father. the marriage can be dead. The marriage can be not growing, not doing anything. It's just standing still. As a matter of fact, I can't stand to look at him and he can't stand to look at me. That's till death. That's death of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as a physical death, because I was beat. Oh Lord Jesus, I was beat. Oh God, I was beat. That's one of the downfalls of being a good woman and being accused of being cheating on him all the time. When actuality it was him, and came home, caught him in the bed, and the whole nine yards. But my eyes were playing tricks on me. You know, I was still, to this day, people are asking, because I never let nobody know what was going on in my house. When I said I was getting a divorce, they're like, wait, no, not you two. Yeah, us two are getting a divorce. Y'all need to go to counseling. No, there's no counseling for this, because you don't get it. Y'all didn't see all the stuff that I went through. Y'all didn't see the the stitches I had, the broken jaws, the wire, the mouth wire shut, the bruises all up and down. Like, y'all didn't see that. So mm-hmm. there is, I went through the counseling. Yeah, I went through counseling. Mm-hmm. I went through counseling after, stayed by myself for some years to get myself together, because if I didn't have myself together, I wouldn't be right for the man that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
I would, because
absolutely
my mindset, and I'm not perfect, and he knows I'm not perfect, and Lord knows he knows I'm not perfect. I have some triggers that he'll say a couple of words, and all this stuff just comes flooding back. But I've learned not to take it out on him.
Right. Well, most people are not looking for perfection in a person, though. They're just looking for that perfect person for them.
For them, correct. But
right,
we're talking. But it goes back to that cheating. I'm being accused of cheating. Wasn't cheating. But I got isolated from my friends. Got isolated from my friends. You know, why are you going with her? She single married women don't have a place with single women. The whole nine yards, to the point to where, okay, well, I'm not going to go with them, but can I go with this married woman over here? Where are you going? Why you got to go with her? It backfired. It went from no single friends to no friends at all to, okay, you want to work? Let me put the baby in you. You want to work? Mm-hmm. Then put the baby in. Why are you working in daycare? You ain't doing but paying daycare. So it was a form of control. But
yep.
in the same aspect of all of that, he was out there doing what he accused me of doing. And it got to the point to where, like I tell anybody, when you're sick and tired of going through the hurt, the pain, the lies, the cheating, mm-hmm. the backstabbing, the calling, the abuse, the mental, because it's mental and physical abuse in cheating, regardless. I don't care. Cheating, to me, cheating is cheating. Man, woman is cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter whether you went and talked on the phone with somebody or whether you went out and did the whole freaking thing. It don't matter. Cheating is cheating in my eyes, period, point blank. It is now how you accept it, how you guys move on from it, that's up to you, because only you can know what you will and what you won't do in your life to better your condition, to better what you go through. Because, hey, if y'all both cheated and y'all both okay with the fact of knowing that y'all both cheated and now y'all ready to mend defenses and marriage is good for both of y'all, then hey, that's great. But I couldn't do that. It was too much hurt for me. It was too much damage already done for me. Now, did I go out and get with someone right after that? No, I did not. No, it took me 10 years before I started even thinking about dating someone else. And then that time that I was even in that process of thinking about dating someone else, I was friends with someone who was going through the hell that I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, granted, it worked. I don't know how, but it worked. It works. I'm married to him now, but bottom line is, it all depends on how you take what is given to you. That karma, Hizzy, I'm sorry, but karma is a bitch. I know you said that you wanted to be vindictive, this, that, and the other. Hey, karma's a bitch, period, point blank. Vindictive, mm-hmm. you vindictive.
Yes, she
it's
is.
A bitch. She's one of those women that will take your world and turn it upside down, and you trying to figure out how did I get here when I was over here just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got everybody's address, honey, that's for sure. Yeah.
She don't play. She will cut you up. Spit you out and then say, ha ha ha, ha. Ah, you thought you had one, huh? No, I got you. I got you. You wanted to. I say karma is, how God say, you say it's in the Bible, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. That's how I see karma. Mm-hmm. Karma is mm-hmm. that anointed one. Because she's going to come back and say, oh, you touched her. I'm going to touch you and let me show you how this is going to work out. And it ain't going to be good.
Right.
You may be looking for her in the form of a woman. Mm-mm. Karma can be your money. Karma
right.
can be your
anything.
Car. Karma can be anything. Karma can be your job.
Life.
It can be anything. and she comes back and she hurts you.
True indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drip the Mic, the conference room. This is Drip the Mic, the conference room, the conference room, the conference room, where we go by three words that we always, always must, and we do not divert from. That is, that's right, uncensored, raw, and uncut. We have had a good-ass topic for today. For those of you who are just now getting here that did not get to be a part of this and just sitting back listening, because, yes, yes, I think we may have to do another part to this, a part two. I think, yeah, we may have to do a part two. I think it's going to need to be a part
definitely
two of this. We're going to call definitely it the aftermath.
Yeah, this was all right.
Aftermath.
Some good insight.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
all right. Aftermath of cheating. What happens when that karma comes and knocks you off your feet? But before I close up these mics and give my last words, I'm going to start from the ladies first. Miss La Perla Negra, do you have anything to say? You want to add?
Do I want to add? No, because I'm going to go too much into what I want to add. I'm glad I called in. This discussion was a hot topic. But y'all make sure y'all come over to the Tiffany tonight. We got a pretty good discussion going on too over there. Okay, it's let's talk.
Yeah,
about,
yeah.
You know,
9 o'clock.
Y'all come on over there.
Yeah. What was the topic again? Do you remember?
Wait a minute, Larry. Hold on. What is loving? What does loving the right man or woman truly look like?
Yes.
Oh, I need to come to that show because I got to find me one. What that really looks like.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, Tizzy,
you think you're going to find love over there?
I might. We're going to pray for
you. Oh, Lord. All right, ladies, watch out. You heard what he said, right?
Oh, good Lord. This boy here. Thank you. Well, La Pearl, we thank you. La Perla Negra, we thank you for coming through and gracing us and getting on this mic and just having fun with it, because that's what we want. We want the open, the raw, the honesty out of everyone, and discuss it, because you never know who may be listening, who may be going through something,
right,
who needed to hear what
thank
you had to say.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming
thank
through.
Thank you for coming through.
One mic, one love.
One love, one mic.
Then, now we're going to go to For Real, the poet, sir.
Hey.
Any closing words?
Well, thank you for inviting me as well. I thought this program was very informative and very well needed. You know, just to hear the woman's side of things and you know, to hear from my brother over there, my brother's his point of view, because two brothers can have a difference in opinion as well. But I thought it was very informative and very well needed to let that air out and just, you know, have discussion on it. So thanks a lot, and I loved it. I loved it. And peace out,
and
my brothers
thank
and my
you
sister. Mm-hmm. Thank
we
you.
Thank you for coming through and sharing your insight. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
Thank you, Uncle Larry.
Thank you, baby.
Now to our man that likes to get beat, that was getting beat up and taking the punches and rolling with him and still was getting beat up. Here's the author. Any closing words?
I want to thank you for having me on the show tonight. It was really fun, you know. And, you know, some good insights about the nature of the beast and what we deal with, and I'm just excited for everybody that was on the show. It was a good topic, and we got some of the answers, some of the questions answered. And
yeah,
I want to thank you for having me tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
I thank
some
you
of
for,
them.
For stepping up. I
thank
you
for
stepping up because. Yeah, I thank you for stepping up. So really, do if I know now that if I need someone in the crunch, I know exactly who to come to. All right. We're going to put you over there, let you go on and get through, listen to the closing remarks. Thank you, Izzy.
Thank you.
and Miss Passionate the Poet.
I don't have any closing remarks on the subject matter, but I appreciate the platform and the conversation that we had today, because it's uncensored, uncut, and raw, we get to share our own personal experiences through relationships and people and life in general and come together on one accord without drama, without disrespecting each other, just free-flowing wordplay and discussing something that really needs to be had on more than one, because there's levels to it, you know, and it can always be expanded upon, and we can always share our life experiences with it. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of it, because he got me out of my jacket. I had armpit sweat after we had that little fiasco, but that's needed. You need that, the blood pumping. That's a good conversation. Get me up on my toes. Well, not like that, but you know what I mean. but yeah, this was a good conversation too.
Yes, I do agree. Now, for everyone that came, Pastor, I'm gonna put you on mute real quick for y'all.
Go ahead.
For everyone that came through Drift the Mic, the conference room, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this was a show for the eat. This was a show. The act of cheating, is it worse than the mental connection? Are men just in it for the thrill and seeing that a woman's mental connection is more damaging to a relationship? Do women feel a verbal communication is just talk sexual contact is actually worse in the cheating? We had some dynamic topics of input, insight. My final word is cheating is cheating, regardless if it's mental, if it's physical, if it's just out there trying to see who you can get. Because, yes, like I said earlier, some women, they do fall in the line of just and the same thing as a man, but the men see it as them being a garden tool. But that's what we call double standards. And then, yes, the men are out there. They think that it's okay to stick it in. It's the thrill of the chase, but really don't realize the damage that they're doing to their mate. We also decided and all agreed that even in all of this, you can notice the pull away signs, the rejection signs, and the cries for help, the blueprints that your mate is giving to you that you want to ignore. We also heard about the accusing someone of how things are and how things will be for what's in store down the line. But the only thing that you need to know is people only treat you how you let them treat you. So if you have much love and respect for yourself, then you'll get the respect. But karma, 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 because we found out that someone wanted to play the I'm going to get you even with you role and have them back in their lives. And then when the karma comes out, yes, it comes back. She comes back and she hits like a bitch. You got to be ready for it. You got to be ready for it. But again, I thank each and every one of you for coming through. And I know, I got this one last call. I'm going to let her say what she got to say because, you know, she's a part of the Blog Talk network. And what better way in the show than to have Miss Juicy come through and say what she got to say? Hey, Miss Juicy.
Hey, I am so thrilled to be here. I got to hear the tail end of this, and I do apologize. But
we understand.
Light
you out there selling your toys,
right? So I'm out and about, and I don't get to do as much as I love to with you guys. But whenever I get a chance, I try to pop on. So I think a lot of people mistake. I think the biggest thing about cheating, I will say this, the one thing that I feel the biggest thing about cheating is when you give your word, to someone that you are going to be faithful, you're going to be true, you are going to forsake all others. I've been down this road. It isn't so much about the other person as it is about the trust that has been broken. Your bond and your word is your bond. And when you don't have trust, you don't really have much of a commitment and you don't have a relationship. And it's very difficult, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you cheat physically or mentally, if your partner finds out or discovers it, it is very difficult and very hard to get that trust back. And some people don't want to put in the work to get that trust back. So I think it's a great topic. I would love to join in again when you guys do this one, because it is something that is definitely near and dear to my heart. I have had my trust betrayed in a marriage and in relationships, and love to share some insight with people on how to move forward and move past all of that and take responsibility for your actions, your deeds, and your words. I love you guys.
We thank you too, Miss Juicy. We'll be over there with you on Monday.
Yes, ma'am. Come join us. Juicy Tales Erotic Chat. That's it.
All right. All right, Miss Juicy, I'll go ahead and put you back in our queue and let you listen to the rest of it as we close out the show, okay? Thank you for coming through, ma'am. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Juicy saying, telling us, just giving us her uncensored, her raw and uncut version of what has happened to her. But like I was saying before we got ready to go, you control what happens to you by allowing yourself to know what you deserve. If you know what you deserve, then you won't fall for anything that's not for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drip the Mic, the conference room. I'm your host, Subliminal, with Passion the Poet, MD Live, as my other host. We'll be back here next week doing part two. Yes, part two, the aftermath of the cheating. What happens? How do you get through it? Which way do you go? How run to? Who do you turn to? Because we already know that cheating just gives you a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. But like Tank says, maybe I deserve.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Do you mind if I tell the truth? I'm begging y'all.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
Maybe I deserve to wonder who's calling so damn late. For you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from my face.
That is just a homie.
Don't he know? 1 o'clock in the morning. Say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Baby, I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town.
Later on this evening,
and he was just wondering if you and him could hang out.
Whoa.
I don't like it, but I know I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, 'cause I know it's true. Some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve.
For you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
For you to put on a sexy dress. For me to ask you who
the hell you trying to impress? For you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something. Maybe you're here, to sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times. Maybe I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
I deserve
for you to stay down with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I
oh yeah. For you to go out and find some other guy. For
yeah.
you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh,
maybe I deserve.
For me to ask you where you've been.
Where the hell you been?
For you to say I better stop tripping. Grab your neck until you let me know. For you to run crying, crying out the door.
Oh!
To grab my coat and chase you down the street.
Baby, don't please.
Say it's not you, it's my own. It's